What did you say the last time that Alvarez was at the plate? He said, just keep this guy quiet. Yeah. Get through the series.
Let him do all his damage in Mexico City tomorrow.
Got a day off tomorrow. It's a long, long flight
to
Mexico City. The series, I believe, starts this weekend.
Starts Friday, yeah. What's today?
Saturday.
Thursday?
Today's Thursday. It's been a long series.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Let's get it straight. Where the hell are we?
Come on, Coop.
It's Friday. Yeah. It's 8 o'clock. That means Ron Coomer. And he joins us now from Boston on the Score hotline. Ron, good morning. What a delight. How are you, buddy?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It is Friday, right? Yes.
My daughter's at Boston University, so she's not far from where you're at the ballpark.
Yes, we drove by there yesterday, absolutely.
I'll have her come over and borrow some money.
Great. That's all good. You know, join the club. It's okay.
What a great series. What a great sweep. And boy, what a delight to finally see PCA's first hit, and it's a home run. That was a magnificent moment.
Yeah, it was. It was interesting too, because the pitch before, they bring in a new pitcher. The pitch before, he throws it halfway up the backstop on the fly, and I just said, you know, like any other veteran hitter would be like, I'm not swinging now. I'm just going to stand there and make sure he didn't drill me with the next pitch, because you don't know what the guy's doing. He throws a fastball on the middle, and PCA hits it halfway up the seats and right. And I just, that's pretty funny. But I was happy for him. You know, he's a really nice young kid that's trying to make his way to this league. And this is not an easy transition from AAA to the big leagues. And then you say, you know, he's very young. I mean, he's a young kid. And so he's experienced some highs in our game. He's experienced some lows. But that was fun to watch. And like I said, he's a really nice young kid. I was happy for him yesterday.
So Koeman, his previous at bat, he was overmatched by Justin Verlander. A lot of people are, especially young hitters. But it didn't seem like he could catch up with the fastball. And you started to wonder, okay, is this going to be something that he struggles with? And then he hits the home run, and I think that certainly lifted a burden and probably removed a weight from his shoulders. What does he have to do during this stint? I know he's just filling in for Bellinger, and it's big shoes to fill, and he might go back to Iowa at the end of this. But if he's going to be an improved major league hitter, based on your observations, what does he need to do?
Well, you've got to, first of all, learn the strike zone. And that is easy to say, not easy to do. And you got to understand what your strengths are and play to your strengths. You know, he's a guy that's really fast. He runs extremely well. He does have some power, as we saw yesterday, and he's hit some home runs in the minor leagues. But is that going to be his game? Do we want him he's not a very big guy. Do we want him elevating the baseball all the time and trying to hit the ball in the air? Or would you rather see him hit more line, be more of a line drive type guy and use his speed? I think the speed is probably his biggest asset in his skill sets. And so use that on the offensive side and stay out of the air with so many fly balls. That's the one thing I see him do even in batting practice, is he hits a lot of balls in the air that are in the ballpark. And if you're hitting fly balls in batting practice, and the ball's going 60 miles an hour, when you speed the ball up, those are foul balls or swings and misses. So, you know, that to me is the one thing. Understand what your strength is and then work at that and understand that that's what's going to help you have success at this level.
Yeah, I'm very curious, Ron, when we look at the injuries and we look at everything, have you ever had a fractured rib? Have you ever hurt your ribs?
I have.
A terribly serious injury, because there's nothing you can do. You can't put a body cast on. How long does that take? How long did it take you?
It is serious and it is painful. I want to say it was, a few weeks. I only had one slightly fractured. It obviously wasn't displaced, and neither are Cody's, but Cody has two of them. And sometimes it depends on where too, right? I don't know if where his upper back where he slammed into the wall. But even talking with his manager yesterday with Counts, you know, is he going to be able to play here fairly soon? Probably. Is he going to be sore all the time? Probably. Mm. You know, hey, Doc, I you know, that's going to be more times to the doctor to help him with some pain issues. But that very well could be. But the play didn't look all that egregious, but
right. It's
still a brick wall, right? And no matter, you know, when we see it on replay, you're like, well, that didn't seem that bad. And I didn't think much of it, to be quite honest with you. And then, you know, I'm in the manager's office the next day early, and he goes, yeah, he's got two broken ribs. And I went, oh, my. And you're like, it gets the brick wall, and the thing's not moving at all. And, yeah, it just goes to show you how fast the speed of the game is. It didn't look bad, but it certainly was.
So, Coon, Bellinger out, Suzuki out. Ian Happ's banged up with a hamstring. Then you look at the pitching staff. Merriweather's out. Steele's still out. Hendricks now out. Tyone coming back, been good so far. But how in the world are the Cubs sitting there with 16 victories? Only the Braves have more in the National League. What is the biggest reason they're still playing well?
I think, first and foremost, the guys that have been pitching are pitching well. If you take Kyle out and you start looking at some of the other guys, you know, Javier Assad, is he leading the league in ERA or right there with it? He's got the best ERA, I think, since last June or July mm-hmm. in the league. He's impressive. I really think a shot in the arm with Tyone coming back and being as sharp as he is. He's a guy kind of on a mission. I think he was, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but last year feeling a little like he didn't carry his own weight or however you want to describe that in the first half where he really struggled. And then he pitched pretty well in the second half. He's a guy that you can see he's going to be good. And he's really prepared to pitch. It was unfortunate he didn't get spring training, but he looks really good. And the rest of the staff looks good. I think the moves, too. Wisniewski, to me, is always a guy that makes it very difficult. Smiley's kind of in the same boat, too, even though he's on the DL. He's a guy that makes it very difficult to go through the lineup one time if you're a hitter because they have a unique pitch. Wisniewski's slider, you know, starts out at all the right-handed hitters' front shoulder. And if you haven't seen it, you flinch and you bail just a little bit. And that's all it's all he needs. And it's either off the end of the bat for weak contact or a swing and miss. And he's got plenty fastball to go with that good slider. So, you know, Wisniewski, I really feel he's found his niche in the bullpen in that slot. That's really a good space for him. I just don't see hitters squaring him up a lot if he can throw strikes with a slider.
You know, we keep talking about could the Cubs make a move at the trade deadline? Could they improve the bullpen? And you're going to see one of those guys expected to be traded in Kenley Jansen with the Boston Red Sox. There are a lot of rumors already circulating around him. I know the Red Sox have been doing better than expected, but they're in a very tough division, and they're already, I think, three or four games back. Do you do that? Do you think teams do that everywhere you go? You're kind of eyeballing the roster and trying to see what there might be out there. And that's not – I'm not taking a shot at Edbert Alzolay, but, you know, you got four blown saves already. And as good as the Cubs have done, man, you know, they've lost some games they should have won when you really break it down.
Yeah, you've got a few games there that you definitely look like, wow, those should be – in the bag for sure, and they weren't. So you definitely look at the opposing team when you're playing them, without question. And you've got, you know, some experience in the Cubs bench, the manager, you know, that's been around this league a long time. So nobody better than Counts to look at that and understand exactly what he wants and needs. So, and, you know, and he's the guy that they're listening to, right? I mean, it's obvious. He's a guy that they brought in to be that guy. So, Jansen is, I don't know what he has left in him, as far as, you know, his stuff being a closer, but I know this, when he's out there, the moment will never get to him where he won't be able to Pete and do exactly what he wants to do. He may get beat, but he's going to throw the ball over the plate. He's going to be prepared to be the closer. He's been a very good one. So you're definitely going to look at all the closers and all these guys around the league that are in there, because if nothing else, you're playing realistically with two closers anyway, the way the bullpens are working now. You run a guy out there 2 days in a row and he has one inning where he throws 30-some pitches, he's shut down the next day.
Right.
So you realistically have to, especially the second half, Mike, you have to have a second guy that you can rely on that's going to go out there and pitch in the ninth inning.
Alex Canario has been up now for a while. Wondered what you thought of him, Coom, and his ability to maybe stay this time. And what he's also had some adventure, some plays out in left field spinning around. What do you think about his ability to stick and what he's doing at the plate?
Well, I think at the beginning, playing him in left field was a little bit out of need just because of Ian and Suzuki. So he played left field. He's really a right fielder, David. So he's played a lot more right field than left field. And early, you know, people say, well, what does that matter? Well, it matters a lot. He's been out in right field a bunch. It's the big leagues. It's not easy. And he's definitely looked more comfortable in right field. I think he's getting more comfortable in left by taking more and more balls in batting practice and just getting a little more familiar. To me, he brings something to the table with his bat that he's a threat. And that's the one thing I love when we have some of these guys that have some thunder and wisdom and Canario on the bench and Mervis. You make a mistake and they can launch one in the seats. And that's a scary thing for the opposing manager. And I really like that. Canario's a good young kid. He's working hard at it. You know, whether he sticks or not right now, to be determined. But he brings a lot to the table.
All right. What is your breakdown of Caleb Williams? What do you think of the Bears draft, getting Roma Dunze as well? Go Bears.
Well, we had a great crowd at Coombs Corner last night to watch him get drafted, and I was very pumped about that. So I think our city's excited about it because people are showing up and they're excited. And I think our whole city is excited about the draft and the possibilities and probability now of having some really good offensive players. When you read about this guy, I watched him play, I think, a little more than two games last year. Extremely athletic, great arm. You know, my limited knowledge of football, I see a guy that, to me, sees the whole field and you know, isn't afraid to sling the ball around from one side of the field to the other. And that's exciting. It really is. And, you know, and his head coach, you know, he followed his head coach from Oklahoma to SC. They've had some success. That could, you know, Riley's been pretty good. So it's exciting. And then to get another real high-end receiver to go along with Moore and some of those other guys. The Bears look like a team that they're getting their act together, and it's really going the right way. It really seems to be. So, you know, with some of the guys they picked up this year and what they had last year, it could be a really fun season. I think Williams, this day of being the first pick and all that, it's great and it's fun and it's awesome for the family and everybody else. And now it's time to go in a room and now it's study time. Right now you got to learn the offense and really, you know, grind away at the stuff that we don't get to see, but is vitally important to the rest of this team having success.
We'll put you down for 12-5 then.
Don't bet it.
I'm not going to bet it. Yes, I won't do that, but I will say this. If they're 12-5, I think your show, my restaurant, and everybody else in the city is going to be very happy.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Rod, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up. Enjoy Boston.
Tell your daughter if she wants to come to the ball game, we would love to have a good Southside girl come out and watch the Cubs.
There you go.
Thanks, Coom.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Great to talk to you guys. See you, Blake.
You're the best. That is Ron Coomer. And you heard her. You heard that. He invited Mary.
That was an invitation.
That's
right. Now he's got to come through.
Right.
And she can meet Zach Zaidman, too.
Oh, Zach. He's world class.
He is world class.
And so is Mary, my daughter.